Charles Lindbergh. Charles Lindbergh was one of the greatest heroes of flight. Lindbergh was an unknown pilot in 1927. That year, he decided to fly from New York to Paris, France. No one had ever made this flight before. If he could reach Paris without stopping, he would win a $25,000 prize. Lindbergh's plane was called the Spirit of St. Louis. The plane was small. Lindbergh didn't carry a radio or a parachute. Lindbergh had to fly more than 3,500 miles, 5,600 kilometers. He needed a lot of fuel. This made his plane heavy. At takeoff, the plane almost failed to clear some telephone lines. Captions: Charles Lindbergh poses with the Spirit of St. Louis before taking off on his historic trip. Lindbergh sat in this small cockpit during his 33-and-a-half-hour trip. His only food was a bag of sandwiches and some water. Feature box: It was important for Lindbergh to fly in the right direction on his long journey. To do this, he used a magnetic device called a compass. The points of a compass show north, south, east, and west. The needle of a compass uses Earth's magnetic pole to show which way is north. With that information, Lindbergh could track his direction east across the Atlantic. To get to Europe, Lindbergh had to cross the ocean through fog and deadly ice clouds. But the biggest problem was sleepiness. Lindbergh was too excited to sleep the night before his trip. Now he struggled to stay awake. Lindbergh made it to Paris. More than 100,000 people were there to greet him when he landed. Lindbergh became the first person to fly alone across the Atlantic Ocean. The trip had taken 33.5 hours. Lindbergh's trip made headlines in newspapers everywhere. Millions of people applauded him at a parade in New York City.